We're headed to the Andes for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for two countries on the South American continent where chewing coca leaves remains popular. It's been a cultural tradition of indigenous people in Andean countries for centuries. Coca leaves provide an energy boost when chewed or consumed in tea. They're also used to treat headaches, toothaches, and intestinal cramps, among other things. But coca leaves are also used to make cocaine, which is why the coca leaf trade is highly restricted. We'll hear more about efforts to ease restrictions in a few minutes, but first, what are the two countries we're looking for? Here's one more quick clue. These countries are neighbors, but only one of them lies on the Pacific. I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. For centuries, South American Indians have chewed coca leaves. For our GeoQuiz, we wanted the names of two South American countries where this tradition is most popular. We were looking for Bolivia and Peru. Coca leaves, of course, can also be turned into cocaine. That's why a 50-year UN treaty calls for the eradication of all coca plants and the chewing of its leaves. But there are calls to ease restrictions on coca leaf itself. John Otis reports from the Peruvian capital, Lima.
At an outdoor market in a Lima slum, a coca vendor stuffs handfuls of green leaves into plastic bags. She has many loyal customers who say that chewing coca suppresses hunger and provides a boost of energy. I'm a truck driver, this buyer explains. Sometimes I get tired, so I chew a little coca and I no longer feel weary. Back in 1961, the UN Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs classified the coca leaf as a dangerous narcotic, putting it in the same league as cocaine and heroin. But critics say that's absurd, like equating barley with whiskey. Coca leaves are high in calcium and can relieve altitude sickness. Many South American Indians use coca in religious ceremonies. Before he was elected president of Bolivia, Evo Morales headed his country's main coca growers union. It's been scientifically proven, Morales says, that coca leaves in their natural state cause no harm to human health. Morales is lobbying to eliminate the provision about coca chewing from the UN treaty. His quest is largely symbolic, since chewing the leaves is permitted in Peru and Bolivia. There's even a Peruvian government agency that buys coca from farmers and sells the leaves to chewers. But proponents say the Morales amendment would remove the stigma from coca and enhance the market for tea, soft drinks, and other natural products made from coca leaves. At a Lima bakery, workers mix cookie dough using green flour made of ground-up coca leaves. Bakery owner Manuel Seminario also sells pasta, energy bars, wine, and toothpaste made with coca. But Seminario can only sell to people in Peru because the UN treaty bans the export of coca leaf products. On the international market, Seminario claims, coca-based energy drinks could be a healthy alternative to Red Bull.
Red Bull natural, claro. Claro, claro.
Seminario is so passionate about coca that he and his wife, Mariel, host a weekly radio program to promote the plant. Among UN member states, there's wide support for easing restrictions on coca chewing. But the change requires unanimous support. The Obama administration opposes the Morales Amendment, claiming it would send a confusing message amid the war on drugs. There are other concerns about giving coca the UN stamp of approval.
Los actuales cultivos de la hoja de coca en los tres países.
Peruvian economist Hugo Cavieses points out that just a tiny fraction of the 300,000 tons of coca leaf grown each year in South America is used for chewing or food products. The rest is mixed with gasoline, uric acid, and other toxic chemicals to make cocaine. Meanwhile, the number of coca chewers may be going down as highland Indians migrate to the cities and give up traditional practices. Alejandro Vasilaki heads CEDOS, a Peruvian anti-drug organization that works closely with the U.S. government.
Each day, less people choose the coca leaf because young people leave the Andean regions and they do not carry the custom anymore.
Yet coca leaf products are also winning some new converts.
Here, I'm going to get more of my coca tea here. I got to have 2 cups at least in the morning here.
Coca tea is served at hotels throughout Peru and Bolivia. Jerry Borscheid, a U.S. tourist bound for Machu Picchu, swears by it.
No, I have not drank a cup of coffee since I've been here. It's been this every morning.
In fact, Borscheid and his wife consider bringing some back home to Minnesota until they realize that coca tea is illegal in the U.S.
What if I took some of this home and I get caught in the airport, they could arrest me, right?
I don't know.
I mean the bags, if they went, if they got a couple of them, or
I don't know if, you
if they went through my suitcase, would they? I don't know. I don't want to chance it.
The amendment on coca chewing was discussed at a UN meeting last week. A final decision is expected in July. For The World, I'm John Otis, Lima.